Welcome to the worship service of Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street, Pea Ridge, Arkansas. We hope this message will provide both meaning and inspiration for your life. Listen now for today's message.
Our call to worship. We gather as God's beloved children. However glad we are, however out of sorts we are, we come together as a people whom Jesus calls into community. So this becomes a place where all are welcome. We've come to give thanks, to pray and sing, to be with others. Let us worship God together. Our affirmation of faith. Let there be no gap between us and Christ. For if there is any gap, immediately we perish. For the building stands, but it is cemented together. Let us not then merely keep hold of Christ, but let us be cemented to Him. Let us cleave to Him by our works. He is the head, we are the body. He is the foundation, we the building. He is the vine, we the branches. He is the bridegroom, we the bride. He is the shepherd, we the sheep. He is the way, we walk in it. Again, we are the temple, He the indweller. He is the only begotten, we the brothers and sisters. He is the heir, we the heirs together with Him. He is the life, we the living. He is the resurrection, we those who rise again. He is the light, we are the enlightened. Amen.
Exalted forever, exalted and high. exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him, He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever His truth shall reign.
Our scripture text this morning comes from the 7th chapter of Hebrews, verses 21 through 28. But this one became a priest with an oath because of the one who said to him, "The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever." Accordingly, Jesus has also become the guarantee of a better covenant. Furthermore, the former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office, but he holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for those of the people. This he did once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Recently, I heard a story about this man who wanted to come to America. It was in the early 1900s, and at that time, it could only be done by ocean liner. The trip would take several weeks to complete, and therefore the ticket was a lot of money. But nevertheless, the man wanted to come to America, so he began to save his money. And he worked hard for several years, and finally, he saved up enough money for the trip. Knowing that the trip would take several weeks to complete, he knew that he would not have enough money to buy his meals on the ship. So he bought a suitcase, and he filled it full of cheese and crackers, figuring that even though it was not a good diet, at least it would sustain him for the duration of the trip. So every time it was time to eat, he would sit in the corner of the dining room, eating his cheese and crackers, while everyone else enjoyed a fine buffet each time that they ate. Finally, the last night of the voyage, a man came over to him and said, "I couldn't help but notice that you're always eating by yourself. Wouldn't you like to come and join us and eat with the rest of us tonight?" The man eagerly replied, "Yes, I would, but I spent all my money on the ticket for the trip, and I haven't got enough to pay for the cost of the meal." The fellow traveler said sadly, "Well, didn't anyone tell you that all the meals were included in the price of your ticket?" Like the man on the trip, it's sad, but a lot of, I'm going to say, people in general, because it's not just Christians who fail to realize the benefits that they're entitled to through the new covenant that God gave to all of us when Jesus introduced grace to the world and replaced the old covenant of law. They've heard about God's amazing grace all of their lives, but they really don't know and understand it, nor do they realize everything that it does and accomplishes for them. Amazing grace, while it may be the church's anthem, it doesn't tell the half of it when it comes to the amazing grace that Jesus introduced to the world and what it replaced in the world. Jesus completed the work on the cross, not just a three-day weekend that comes around every Easter, nor is it a bunch of colored eggs and candy that some oversized made-up marketing strategy leaves lying around everywhere for children to find. I mean, think of it. The only one with the resources to do all that we need to have done is God. The Bible says that he who has everything gave his most prized possession ever, his precious son, Jesus. If you don't know exactly what it was that Jesus finished on the cross and the covenant of grace that he brought into the world with him accomplished for you, then you need to get into the Word and get into agreement with God on all he meant for it to do for you. It will change your whole way of life as well as your whole line of thinking. In Hebrews 7:21-23, we learn that the old priesthood of Aaron perpetuated itself automatically from father to son without explicit confirmation by God. But then God intervened and called this new permanent priesthood into being with an added promise. God gave his word and he won't take it back. Jesus is the permanent priest. This makes Jesus the guarantee of a far better way between us and God, one that really works, a new covenant. We see in verses 23-25, where it says earlier there were a lot of priests, for they died and they had to be replaced, but Jesus' priesthood is permanent. He's there from now on to eternity to save everyone who comes to God through him, and he's always on the job to speak up for them. By the covenant of grace being extended to us, what God did was really open the windows of heaven wide open towards us. What he did was to give us access to everything that Jesus had and has available to him through our relationship with him. Jesus gave up everything. He lost that father-son relationship when he carried the weight of the world's sin to the cross so that you and I could trade places with him and call God Abba, Father, and have a loving father-son, father-daughter relationship with God forever. It's the same type of relationship that a small child has with their father. They don't worry about anything, and their daddy is just the best daddy ever. They know it will be all okay because their daddy will take care of everything, no matter what may happen to them. They don't try to figure it out. They just trust their daddy completely. That's the same relationship he wants to have with you and I. He wants us to feel secure in the relationship that we have with him. Romans 8:15-16 from the New King James Version says, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." Jesus also took your place of no protection at the cross. For the first time, he gave up his Father's protection so that you can have it every day of your life. Amen. And because he became sin, he took your curse at the cross so that today, as you take his gift of righteousness, you receive only blessings from God. Jesus received the full brunt of God's wrath in his body once and for all when he carried your sins and mine. All of God's anger and condemnation fell on him, consuming all your sins until God's wrath was exhausted. And that's why today God's not angry with you. He loves you. Because when he looks at you, he only sees his son's righteousness. The body of Jesus, he absorbed everything, your sins, your curses, and God's anger and condemnation. So you can live life expecting to see not the judgment, but the goodness and the blessings of God. This is what God's amazing grace is all about. Everything that happened to Jesus was all planned so you and I could become closer and have a more intimate relationship with him and through him with his Abba Father, which is now our Abba Father. Ephesians 2:4-9 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." Because of God's great love for us, even when we were dead in trespasses, while we were still sinners, while we were still as filthy rags, he made us alive in him. He raised us up with him and let us have the privilege of sitting together with him. That means sitting at the table with him. Not like when you were a little kid as your mama would pull up one of those TV dinner trays so you close to the table so that she could keep an eye on you. God has a chair with your name on it at the table, at the head table, so that in the future, the ages to come, He might show His riches of His grace and His kindness towards us in His Son, Christ Jesus. Notice it says riches is in plural. We're heirs according to His word, and He wants to show His riches of grace and in His kindness towards you and me because of our relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Do you ever find yourself saying, "But I didn't do anything to deserve all of this"? Friends, that is certainly the truth. Not one of us has ever done anything to deserve the goodness of God. It's only because of our relationship with Jesus that we are qualified to receive any of God's goodness towards us. We owe everything to Him. All that we have to do is to get into agreement with God's word and just believe that what He said is just the way it is. Jesus is your qualification for God's blessings in your life. Deuteronomy 28:2 says, "And all these things shall come upon you and overtake you." God loves to bless people. God loves to bless you. He's even declared that blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. This means that you can't outrun them even if you tried, but who would want to outrun the blessings of God? They're everywhere. When you look up, there's a blessing waiting for you. No matter where you turn, there are blessings waiting on you. Praise the Lord! There are blessings! Some people still think that they don't qualify for God's blessings because the prior verse has a contingent which says that these blessings will come to pass only if you diligently obey God's voice and keep all of His commandments. Everyone knows it's not humanly possible. No matter how hard you try, you just cannot keep all of God's commandments. In fact, the Bible says, and that means actually God says, that if you fail to keep just one commandment, you fail to keep all. James 2:10 says, "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all." To everyone who has an ear, let him hear. I have good news for you. Jesus is the one who qualifies us for every single blessing. He is the key to all of God's blessings because He is the only one who has ever kept all of God's commandments. When He died for us on the cross, He not only fulfilled all of God's commandments, He also redeemed us from the curse of the law once and for all. Galatians 3:13 says, "Christ redeemed us from that self-defeating, cursed life by absorbing it completely into Himself." The Bible says, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." That's what happened when Jesus was nailed to the cross. He became a curse and at the same time dissolved the curse. And now because of that, He made it possible that the promise of Abraham's blessing is available for non-Jews too. And that's us, church. We're all able to receive God's life, His Spirit in and with us by believing just the way Abraham received it. Notice how He redeemed us from the curse of the law, but not from the blessings of the law. So the blessings, all of them, every last one of them are still ours today. That's how much God loves and wants to bless His children. As you read the blessings in Deuteronomy 28, starting with, "Blessed shall you be in the city, in the country, the fruit of your body, in your basket, standing up, sitting down, when you're busy, when you're even sleeping, everywhere you turn, God is blessing you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Deuteronomy 28:3-13. I want you to read it and reread it. Get into agreement with God's word today, because when you read it, you're going to realize what Jesus is saying to you. He's saying, "Do you like these blessings? Then take and receive them by faith. They're all for you, every single last one of them." And you're saying, "For me? But I don't deserve them." No, you don't deserve them. I don't deserve them. None of us do, but you still get them because Jesus qualified you for them. That's God's wonderful grace in action today. It's amazing, isn't it? The law said you must deserve the blessings, but the law is no longer valid. Grace abolished the law and did away with it once and for all, and because of that, the accuser can never tell you that you don't deserve God's blessings. Because it's not about what you can do. That's the way that it was when we were under the law. Today it's about what God has already done by getting rid of the law with grace. Grace so freely that we receive the blessings by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, and we believe that God has all the blessings in store for us, and He's made them available to you and for me. Remember your seat at the table? It qualifies you to partake of everything at the table, and you can have as much as you want to. Today, it's no longer a question of how much or how well you've kept God's commandments. It's a question of how much you can believe God has given you His blessings. All the promises of God in Christ are yes, because you are in Christ, and you can say amen to His blessings. Psalms 84:11-12 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in You." I'll tell you a story real quickly about Fiorello LaGuardia. When he was the mayor of New York City during the worst days of the Great Depression and during all of World War II, he was called by the adoring New Yorkers the Little Flower because he was only about 5'4" and he always wore a carnation on his lapel. He was a very colorful character who used to ride the New York City fire trucks, and he would raid the speakeasies with the police department. He would take entire orphanages to baseball games, and whenever the New York newspapers were on strike, he would go on the radio and he would read the Sunday comics to the kids. One bitterly cold night in January of 1935, it said that the mayor turned up at a night court that served the poorest ward of the city. LaGuardia dismissed the judge for the evening, and he took over the bench himself. Within a few minutes, a tattered old woman was brought before him and charged with stealing a loaf of bread. She told LaGuardia that her daughter's husband had deserted her. Her daughter was sick, and her two grandchildren, they were starving. But the shopkeeper, from whom the bread was stolen, refused to drop the charges. "It's a real bad neighborhood, Your Honor," the man told the mayor. "She's got to be punished to teach other people around here a lesson." LaGuardia sighed, and he turned to the woman and said, "I've got to punish you. The law makes no exceptions. $10 or 10 days in jail." But even as he pronounced sentence, the mayor was already reaching into his pocket. He pulled out a bill and he tossed it into his famous sombrero, saying, "Here's the $10 fine, which I now remit, and furthermore, I'm going to fine everyone in this courtroom 50 cents for living in a town where a person has to steal bread so that her grandchildren can eat. Mr. Bailiff, collect the fines and give them to the defendant." So the following day, the New York City newspapers reported that $47.50 was turned over to a bewildered old lady who had stolen a loaf of bread to feed her starving grandchildren, 50 cents of that amount being contributed by the red-faced grocery store owner, while some 70 petty criminals, people with traffic violations, and New York City policemen, each of whom had just paid 50 cents for the privilege of doing so, gave the mayor a standing ovation. That judge could have lived by the letter of the law and made that woman pay, but instead he went beyond the letter of the law and paid for her. And of course, that's exactly what Jesus did for us. He could have made us pay for our sins and misdeeds, but instead He paid for us, and that's how much He loves us. Do you know of Him today, or do you truly know Him? There is so much that He longs to do for you if you will just receive and only realize what He's already done for you. Get into agreement with God's Word today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, You made humanity in Your image, that we might show forth who You are to the world. Thank You that although we fell into sin and failed in our created calling, You sent Your Son Jesus to redeem us as both the once-for-all sacrifice and the eternal priest who offers that great gift. Our lives have been bought with a price. They are Yours, our God. So fill us with Your Holy Spirit that we might live in the fullness of Your power and display the fullness of Your character to the far reaches of this world until the fullness of Your kingdom comes. All this we pray through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, as he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
I know not how this saving faith to me did impart, nor how believing in his word wrought peace within my heart.
But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in him.
But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the veil with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. But I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church is a home for people of all backgrounds and ages. We rejoice in each new person that comes our way. Our goal is to enable you to make faith in God a vital part of your everyday life by creating an environment where worship is meaningful and uplifting, where teaching from the Bible is relevant to life situations, where friendships are significant and prayer is practiced as a continuing communication with God. Are you looking for a church? Between churches? Perhaps burned out on church? Come give our church a try. We are Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Find us on Facebook, and our web address is pearidgeumc.net. Or you can call Pastor Jeremy Gross at 479-553-9585. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, anchored in the past, moving toward the future, making disciples for Christ along the way.